Epilepsy is a neurological disorder in which brain activity becomes abnormal and causes seizures or periods of unusual behavior, sensations, and sometimes loss of awareness. A 24-year-old Juba resident named Gloria says she was diagnosed with epilepsy in 2011 after a miscarriage. As soon as Gloria was discharged from the hospital, the seizures began. She says when she was more than halfway through her next pregnancy, her husband left her after neighbors convinced him that she would die.
The moment I was discharged from the hospital, I stayed for a while. After a period of short time, the sickness started so badly. It started when I started to cook and then immediately started to experience it. And then my husband was so afraid. And then he said that it will be difficult for him to keep me around because I might die at his home. When I was 5 months pregnant, he decided to send me back to my parents.
Dr. Atong Ayuel Longar, a clinical doctor in the Department of Mental Health at the Juba Teaching Hospital, says some South Sudanese associate epilepsy with witchcraft. Dr. Longar says oftentimes doctors find it hard to break the news to a patient who is diagnosed with epilepsy.
When you diagnose an epilepsy in a family, it means you are putting the whole clans down. Nobody will associate with that particular family because they think it's a curse and they think it runs in families and they think they could be inherited to their children.
Kur Ezekiel is the chief executive officer and the founder of the Initiative for Epilepsy Awareness, a local organization that works to create awareness and reduce social stigma on epilepsy. Ezekiel confirms that many communities stigmatize people with epilepsy.
People hide because they feel it is due to evil possession, it may be due to a psychological problem, or epilepsy sometimes is contagious. So relatives or family members tend to hide their relatives away so that the people don't know about their condition. And this is what is really affecting people with epilepsy. They have been given names. Others fear that their relatives who have epilepsy can never marry off.
Longar, an associate professor of psychiatry at the University of Juba, says to prevent stigma surrounding epilepsy, South Sudanese need to be educated about the disease. Longar says only when people see epilepsy like any other disease, one that can be treated, will patients come forward and get help.
An initiative of working in a community to change the perspective is one that we really support and really will stand behind it. So it could lead to an increase of clinical presentation. And by so doing, we can serve them in a good number and we can serve a better population. So it's about changing the cultural belief. So when we diagnose them, we do a psychoeducation to tell them that it is an illness like malaria.
Ezekiel says his organization can improve the quality of life for epilepsy patients through advocacy, but Parliament should get involved too.
Laws should be legislated that protect people living with epilepsy to reduce the stigma. That's one of the major things we are looking at. And we are looking beyond where all conditions of epilepsy would be managed and controlled.
Dr. Stephen Raymond Jada works for AMREF Health Africa as a national research coordinator for epilepsy and nodding syndrome. He says in most cases, the specific cause of epilepsy is unknown, but oftentimes it is caused by head injuries, brain damage, or accidents. Jada says epilepsy is not deadly, but complications associated with the disease can lead to death. Treatment of epilepsy includes taking medication. In some cases, surgery is performed to control seizures. Some people require lifelong treatment to control seizures, but for others, the seizures eventually go away. Some children with epilepsy may outgrow the condition with age. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.